أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قيل لهم اتبعوا ما أنزل الله قالوا بل نتبع ما ألفينا عليه آباءنا أولو كان آباؤهم لا يعقلون شيئا ولا يهتدون. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that we should not follow in the footsteps of shaitan. And in that, there is one aspect that there are quite a few incidents where shaitan told people to do good and righteous acts also. Like it is famous of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he did not get up for tahajjud, shaitan woke him up for tahajjud. So he asked, "Who are you?" So he said, "It's just somebody." So he said, "No." He caught his hand and asked him, "I insist you must tell me who you are." So he said, "I'm shaitan." So he said, "Shaitan doesn't do this work of waking up for people for tahajjud." So why? So then finally he admitted, he said that yesterday when you missed your tahajjud, you cried the whole day so much and you were so sorrowful of it that you got more sawab than tahajjud also. So I thought just that you make tahajjud, that is better, less sawab you get. So shaitan's basic work is to misguide people, lead them astray. But sometimes he does this good work, but not with the intention of good, to stop people from the better, the greater. He puts them on the lower level, that those people who will not commit sin and will do great works of ibadat, he makes them do the lesser work. So that is not in contradiction of this ayat, that the shaitan commands to do wrong and evil. Even that good which he commands is also evil in there for him, because he doesn't want people to reach the highest stage, he will bring them to the lowest stage. And further, one of the things of the effects of shaitan is, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. اور جب کوئی ان سے کہے کہ تابعداری کرو اس حکم کی جو کہ نازل فرمایا اللہ نے. And when it is said to the people, follow that which Allah Ta'ala has revealed, follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So by the instigation of shaitan, there are those people who say, قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. تو کہتے ہیں ہرگز نہیں, ہم تو تابعداری کریں گے اس کی جس پر دیکھا اپنے باپ داداؤں کو. They say, no, we won't follow the commands of Allah. We don't know who Allah is, what are the commands of Allah. We will follow that which our forefathers, we saw them doing. We will just follow in the way of our forefathers. Yeah, a very important point is that generally the forefathers are not on the right path. They have bid'at in their lives, they had ignorance in their lives. But basically, to follow the forefathers is a good thing, but on condition that they were on the right path. They were following the commandments of Allah, then the barakat of following the people together with the command of Allah is double. But if, as generally, no forefathers had ignorance in them, they did not have knowledge of things, they were doing the wrong things, and now just blindly to follow them is not correct. But when people like the ulama, the pious, the mashayikh, etc., who are following deen properly, the commands of Allah Ta'ala, then to follow them blindly is a source of great barakah. In other words, the criteria is not just following people, but following the truth. Just as Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has explained very beautifully in the tafsir of Surah Fatiha, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, show us the straight path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلِهِمْ, the path of those people who you favor. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib explained, there is one Kitabullah, the book of Allah, and the other is Rijalullah, the man of Allah. So when you find the man of Allah following Kitabullah, then follow those men blindly. He will lead, you will get the barakat of following them and the command of Allah Ta'ala. And check whether the man of Allah are who you think. They appear by the talks, they look like they are the man of Allah. But check them by Kitabullah. Are they fulfilling the commandments of Allah? Or are they going against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala? For example, Allah has declared interest haram. Now, if they are saying that, if for example, Islamic finances and all that, and all of it involves interest, then that can, you cannot follow those people. They don't pass the test of being on Kitabullah, on the book of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to check Rijalullah, the man of Allah, on Kitabullah. And from Kitabullah, we will recognize Rijalullah, the man of Allah Ta'ala. So just to follow our forefathers blindly, even if they were wrong, that is not right. But if they were on the right, unfortunately today, what they were doing wrong, we want to follow them. And what they were doing right, we ignore that. We don't follow the right things what they were doing. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ. بھلا اگرچہ ان کے باپ دادا نہ سمجھتے ہو کچھ بھی اور نہ جانتے ہو سیدھی راہ. What? Even if the forefathers did not have any brains of what was right, and they were not guided to the right path, are you still just going to follow them because they were your forefathers? And this is in confirmity with the hadith, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. There is no obedience to follow the creation in the disobedience of Allah. If the forefathers, the ulama, the mashayikh are on the right path and we follow them, we get a great double reward and great benefit also. Then if they were on the wrong, then we don't follow them what is on the wrong. But the criteria is the command of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we have to check. So this is another very great, important command of Allah, and which we have to follow, understand and follow very carefully at all times, in these times of ours also. When there are people who are trying to mislead us, they come in the name of deen and they present arguments of deen. They will present ayats of the Quran Sharif also, hadith also. But they are misleading us. We have to check properly. And everyone knows what the teachings of deen are. And easily any person can make out, this person is not taking us towards Allah. He's not taking us towards Jannah. He's taking us in a different direction. Then there, whoever then that person be, we don't follow them. And where we make out, this person is guiding us to Allah, towards the pleasure of Allah, towards Jannah, then even if we blindly follow that person, that is meritorious, that is good. May Allah guide us with the correct understanding and follow deen properly. It is our lives and our qabr and our akhirah. We must not destroy our qabr and our akhirah and just use this flimsy excuse that we were just following our forefathers. We must check if they were on the right, Mubarak. But if they were not on the right, it's not according to Quran and Hadith, then we can't follow them. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.